Well, the lush separation enfolds you.
Welcome to Isla Earth. Considering all the animals trapped in the Los Angeles La Brea tar pits, you'd think the gas it's belching up is caused by something that it ate. Actually, the gas is caused by something eating it. Environmental scientists from the University of California in Riverside recently discovered hundreds of previously unknown species of bacteria thriving in this gooey grave of plants and animals from the Pleistocene age. Existing in a highly toxic environment with no water and little or no oxygen, what's really remarkable about these microbes is that they eat petroleum and give off gas. It's undetermined whether these oil-eating organisms are descendants of ancient bacteria or offspring of some more recent strains. One thing for certain, however, is that they have plenty of potential for present-day applications. For example, they could be used to help clean up oil spills, enhance oil recovery methods, or clean out the holds of supertankers. They may even help create whole new classes of medicines. But until then, their biggest draw is still at the La Brea Tar Pits, where all they do is burp. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. Thank you.
Big argument, big fights, big everything. Commotion they go, commotion they come. Fights they start, fight they stop. Trouble they turn round and round. Before conductor convex now. Him carry everything. Him carry the boss. Him carry the passenger. Him say police station, yahoo. Police station, yahoo. Yeah, 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 yeah. This country in a war. This country in a war. Uniform statue, yeah. Rule for them front. Rule for them back now. In every need, develop people. Make a look, I'm charge them for court. Before I shot the big mouth for them, then I hand them to mosquito. That is how this country be. That is how this country be. That is why everything is scattered, scattered. 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 No wonder ready room. No wonder money not the flow. No wonder people not the job. No wonder No wonder.
park anyway. Excuse me. So, we'll get the fuck anyway. So he goes back to his ugly little room and quietly claims his last imaginary kiss.
What, your talent is sucking?
Thank you. behalf of a loved one with a chronic illness or potentially fatal condition to get them the care they needed? If your loved one is incarcerated, the barriers to getting them proper care are almost insurmountable. 9 a.m. Monday on Jaws of Justice Radio, we talk with family members that are struggling to help their loved ones survive incarceration. Oh, and we will be taking your calls, too. Jaws of Justice Radio, Monday at 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
Yes, yes, yes. The White Line, Neil Young, right here on Community Radio in the 21st century. I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio program. It's about 7 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock on this, the first day of the three-day festivities known as the International Military Violence Trilogy. Begins, of course, on St. Patrick's Day, where we get nice and liquored up. And we start off nice with the parade, and then it gets a little sideways towards the end of the day. And the violence begins. And the violence begets more violence. And it culminates on March 19th, International Military Violence Day. Where's the International Military Violence going to be this year on March 19th? Anybody? Show of hands, class. Show of hands, anybody? Billy? Where's it going to be, Billy? The Ukraine. Billy, I think you're right. I think International Military Violence Day will be celebrated this year with a conflict in Ukraine. Because the Crimeans, the criminal Crimeans, the Crimean recall election. A secession election. I mean, come on. Us in America, we can't tolerate secession talk. Okay, we don't do that. It plays really well down in places like Texas and Mississippi and South Carolina, but really, a conflict was already waged previously in this country over secession. We don't support secession in America. And I'm surprised we even allow divorce in this country. Force you to stay together no matter what. But the Crimea Russian Parliament, Crimea River is really what I'm going for there. The Crimeans have voted to leave the Ukraine. Yeah, just 2 weeks after Russian troops seized their peninsula. Yeah, it was their peninsula, but it's not anymore. The criminal Crimeans, the Crimea River ends, have decided to leave the Ukraine and join Russia. I guess this is a big deal. 93% of the Crimeans voted to go ahead and leave. So, International Military Violence Day. I mean, mark your calendars, folks. It's March 19th. It's coming up. Today's the 17th. Today is St. Patrick's Day. Something to do with driving snakes out of Ireland or something. I don't know. Snakes in the grass. Reminds me of a joke that I was told when I was 10 years old or something along those lines, which made a lot of sense back then, but it ceased to have its comedic value the older I get. Starts with St. Patrick's Day, culminates on the 19th, International Military Violence Day, looks like the Ukraine. And of course, everyone is saying, I mean, people love to say this stuff. Because literally for the past 7 days, working on eight now, the mainstream media, the media, our window into the world. If it wasn't for CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, folks, there would be no problems in the country, in America, and on the globe. I mean, sure, we'd still have the third world. Sure, places like Haiti would still exist, and there would be abject poverty that would turn your stomach if you could see it, smell it, taste it, feel it, that kind of thing. That would still exist. It just wouldn't be on CNN. It wouldn't be on the TV. We wouldn't have to look at it, which I think would make a lot of us feel better about ourselves. But of course, we know that there is conflict, there is war, there is famine, disease, hunger, pestilence, conflict, raging all the time because of CNN. Because Anderson Cooper is literally there up to the moment to watch the conflicts rage. I mean, did anyone else see Anderson Cooper's live report from a kayak in the Indian Ocean floating around, paddling around looking for Malaysian flight or Air Malaysia, Malaysia Air Yeah, well, that airline that used to exist, the airline that's no longer going to exist, who the hell is going to fly on an airline that loses their airplanes? I mean, at least when, you know, American Airlines lost an airplane, they lost it in the Pentagon, which by all accounts is the largest office building in the world. And maybe that's where Malaysian Flight 370 is. Maybe it flew, you know, past the third concentric ring of the Pentagon into the fourth concentric ring and essentially ripping a tear into the space-time continuum and forcing interdimensional travel. You know, something Carl Sagan could only think of when he held his hit in Extra Long. Maybe that's where Malaysia Air Flight 370. Am I saying that right? Am I saying the name of that now defunct airline? And if it's not defunct, it really should be. Because you're not supposed to. It's really important. It's already bad. It's bad business when you crash your airplanes, okay? And everyone knows that. We don't need to talk about that. That's airline industry fact number one. Do not crash the airplane. Airline industry fact number two, do not lose said airplanes. And airline industry fact number three, don't let lunatics fly your airplanes. Now, that one's a little more tricky. Because as we all know, there used to be a time, you know, when there was something called TWA, and pilots were a respected profession, and it was what people who had spent a lifetime in the military flying airplanes for the government would go do. They would go become pilots, and there were things called stewardesses, and airlines, and flying was a pleasurable experience. I mean, for a taste of that history, look no further than Kansas City. I mean, they're trying to destroy that history. They don't want you to remember what it was like, not only to be a pilot, because, well, none of us remember what it's like to really be a pilot, because how many pilots are out there listening right now? That's what I thought. Not very many, but that's okay. But what it was like when you were to fly on an airplane and feel like you were a passenger and not a hostage. Even if there's no hijacking, it's you're taken hostage by the TSA or just the general terrorism.